From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Special Forces soldiers have recaptured a central municipal compound in Fallujah from Islamic State fighters on Friday after nearly a month-long battle to reach the city's core. Once a stronghold for IS militants, Iraqi forces, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, have been able to push IS out of the city center, marking a symbolic victory for the coalition forces. The liberation of the government compound, which is the main landmark in the city, symbolizes the restoration of the state's authority in Fallujah. That's a quote from Iraq's federal police chief. Islamic State captured Fallujah in 2014. According to security officials, many IS members fled the city this week in the run-up to the offensive by posing as civilians fleeing the conflict. A federal judge on Thursday rejected efforts by Texas to stop the resettlement of Syrian refugees within its borders. The ruling comes days after presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump called to block non-citizen Muslims from entering the U.S., this following the Orlando nightclub massacre. A second flight recorder with data on the Egypt Air flight that crashed in the Mediterranean last month has been recovered, Egyptian officials announced on Friday. The first data recorder, the cockpit voice recorder, was found just one day earlier. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has yet been ruled out in the ongoing investigation. Despite a lull after hostilities earlier this week, tensions remain high across the militarized border between Ethiopia and Eritrea. On Thursday, Eritrea claimed it had killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops and wounded more than 300. There has been no independent verification of these numbers. This is VOA. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden met privately with relatives of the 49 people killed and 53 wounded at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, in the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Speaking to reporters, the president said the family's grief is beyond description.
I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, "Why does this keep happening?" And they pleaded that we do more to stop the carnage. They don't care about the politics. Neither do I.
Obama and Biden also met with the first responders, medical staff, and law enforcement officials to thank them for their response efforts. The U.S. State Department has confirmed the authenticity of an internal document signed by about 50 officials that criticizes the Obama administration's handling of the civil war in Syria and called for the use of targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government. The document is from internal correspondences within the State Department that allows for employees and diplomats to voice their concerns without fear of retaliation. United Nations investigators say the Islamic State militant group is committing genocide against the Yazidis, an ethnic Kurdish religious community. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
On the basis of evidence it has gathered, the three-member commission says the abuse of Yazidi men, women, and children by Islamic State amounts to genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Chairman of the commission, Paolo Pinero, says the genocide is ongoing.
From the day of the attack on Sinjar until today, ISIS has permanently sought to erase the Yazidis through killing, sexual slavery, enslavement, torture, and inhuman and degrading treatment and forcible transfer, causing serious bodily and mental harm.
The commission says Islamic State's genocidal actions have been going on since the terrorist group first attacked the Yazidi homeland in northern Iraq's Sinjar region on August 3, 2014. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Indian court has handed down life sentences to 11 Hindus convicted of murder in one of the massacres during deadly riots that swept India's Gujarat state 16 years ago when Prime Minister Narendra Modi headed the state's administration. 12 others were found guilty of lesser crimes. Friday sentencing involved one of the worst episodes of violence in which a Hindu mob stormed a housing complex in Ahmedabad where many Muslims had taken shelter. 69 people, including women and children, died. Some succumbed to burns, others hacked with machetes. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.